بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion on the important lessons for the Ummah, and we finished the last time we finished the obligatory actions in Salah, sayings and actions in Salah. And in this chapter, the chapter number 9 for tonight inshallah, the 11th of the 7th month of the year 1427, is the explanation of the tashahhud which is recited in Salah. Many recite the tashahhud without knowing some or most or even all of it, what it means. So let's now read the tashahhud and go over its words and their meanings. It has several versions of it which are authentic, and the sunnah is to diversify reciting them so that the person revives the sunnah and follows the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and this also takes away any kind of boredom if the person speaks to a certain one and begin not to feel what it means. So the diversification is good and very beneficial. We'll go with one of them, is the attahiyatu lillah. Attahiyatu lillah. Wassalawat. Wattayyibat. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayka أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم. كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. إنك حميد مجيد. This is التحيات. The meaning. First, التحيات. التحيات means Magnification. Magnification. إنك حميد مجيد يا أخي. التحيات لله. Magnification belongs to Allah. Dominion belongs to Allah. Kingship belongs to Allah. Freedom from all evils or imperfections. Salutations and benedictions are all due to Allah. He deserves them all. Bowing, prostrations, existence, all of these meanings are included in the term At-Tahiyyat. Literary salutations. Is that clear? This comprehensive meaning of At-Tahiyyat. Clear? Inshallah. It is important that we know this because we contemplate while we recite. The person contemplates while he recites. Now, then, والطيبات. الطيبات, all good deeds. All good deeds are all due to Allah. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. This means you invoke Allah. You invoke Allah. To bestow safety upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Bestow safety upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And to render him safe from every derogatory thing. And to render his message safe from all evils. This is the meaning of As-Salam Alayka Ayyuhan Nabi. As-Salamu Alayka Ayyuhan Nabi. Wa Rahmatullah and the mercy of Allah be upon you. This is dua. This is invocation. The person is invoking Allah. Wal Baraka and the blessings. This is the meaning of As-Salamu Alayka Ayyuhan Nabi wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Is that clear? Three. Okay. نعم. Then السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. السلام علينا. Here you make salam upon yourself. You invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow safety and security from evil and grant you that. And also for the righteous slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is this also clear? Now this is the invocation upon yourself and for the righteous slaves of Allah. Clear, inshallah? Then ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I testify, I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah and his slave and messenger. A messenger that is not belied. A messenger that is obeyed and followed. Honored by being a slave worshipper of Allah. Now, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ Is the testimony of faith clear now? أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ Clear, inshallah? Okay. Then, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. O Allah, have your praise upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the highest companion, or before the highest companion of the, from the angels. Wa ala ali Muhammad. وَعَلَىٰ آل مُحَمَّدٍ The آل here refers to the household of the Prophet ﷺ from Bani Hashim and Bani al-Muttalib and his wives and the Prophet's wives عليهم الصلاة والسلام This is the آل آل مُحَمَّد So who are the Al? Who are the Al? Question. Ali Muhammad. Who are the Al? Household of the Prophet ﷺ from Bani Hashim and Bani Muttalib and his wives. Naam. That's right. كما صليت على إبراهيم نعم كما صليت على إبراهيم as you praised Ibrahim and the household of Ibrahim. And the household of Ibrahim are his offspring, the believers of his offspring, and from them are the prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam. And the best of them is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد meaning verily you are the praised and you are glorified إنك حميد مجيد Next وبارك على محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد and grant Muhammad and the household of Muhammad the honor and reverence as you granted كما باركت as you granted على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم as you granted Ibrahim and the household of Ibrahim إنك حميد مجيد you are the praised and you are glorified. This concludes the meaning of the tahiyyat. Then afterwards, after you recite this, you make an important dua. You seek your protection, you seek protection from Allah, from the following. You say, Allahumma, O Allah, inni a'udhu bika, I seek protection in you against azab al-qabr, against the torment in the grave. Azab jahannam. وَمِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ from the torment in hell and the torment in the grave وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَى وَالْمَمَاتِ and from the fitna of this worldly life the afflictions and calamities and deaths of this worldly life and also the fitna of death at the time of death and also from the fitna of al-Masih al-Dajjal wa min fitnati al-Masih al-Dajjal and from the fitna of the false Christ some of the Salaf mentioned that this dua is obligatory اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب جهنم ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال Then afterwards the person may choose what he wishes and what he likes from the good of this life and of the hereafter before concluding the Salah. Especially that which came from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma a'inni, O Allah help me, ala dhikrik, help me, on your remembrance to remember you wa shukrik to give you thanks and gratitude to you wa husni ibadatik and the good conduction of your worship as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended Mu'adh bin Jabal to say that Or the person may say, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. O Allah, I have wronged myself to a great extent. Wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. And none can forgive sins except you. فَغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ عِنْدِكَ So forgive me, a forgiveness from you. وَارْحَمْنِي and have mercy upon me. And have mercy upon me. إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. You are the most forgiving, the most merciful. So I repeat these two, this last one. اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. Oh Allah, I have indeed oppressed my soul excessively, and none can forgive sin except you. So forgive me a forgiveness from yourself, and have mercy upon me. Surely you are the most forgiving, the most merciful. This dua, the Prophet ﷺ taught to Abu Bakr, as in the agreed upon hadith. There are other narrations that came with other du'as, but alhamdulillah, this is sufficient, and the person may make du'a from that which he knows. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.